Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump officially launching his re-election bid with a rally in Orlando tonight.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is heading to Orlando for that event tonight. He's with us right now. And Stephen, we heard there's going to be a lot of people cramming that venue.
There are already people outside the Amway Center in downtown Orlando. People have been lining up since yesterday. They have pitched tents outside. All the hotels in downtown Orlando are filled up with people who want to attend this rally. And the president says, quote, on Twitter, "People have never seen anything like it unless you play a guitar. Going to be wild." This is the 59th campaign rally Donald Trump has held since taking office, according to my colleague Mark Noller, who keeps track of these things. And this is the official one where he's going to be on stage with the First Lady, with Mike Pence. There's talk of maybe a balloon drop. I mean, it's meant to be the kind of rally that is fitting of, befits a presidential campaign kickoff. But it you know, in terms of what the president will say, I'd be very surprised if it's much different than what we've heard from him at his 58 prior rallies.
And the president has been tweeting about an immigration roundup that's coming next week. A lot of people say he's just trying to fire up his base with that.
Well, and maybe he's forecasting an operation that ICE has been working on for some months now. We don't have a lot of details about it, but the suggestion is that there'll be some kind of mass effort to deport people who may have, for example, children who are American citizens. And immigrant advocates are obviously very alarmed by that. But the president says that it's time to enforce the immigration laws. He's talking about deporting millions of people, if you read what he says in his tweet overnight. But I will tell you, our experts at CBS News have looked at the records at this. The biggest year of deportations for Immigration and Customs Enforcement was in 2012. And that year, when Barack Obama was labeled deporter-in-chief, that agency deported 400,000 people. The idea that you could top that by deporting millions is a bit of a stretch. So we'll see just how large this operation is. But immigrant advocates are concerned that it will affect families, parents of children born in this country.
Stephen Portnoy will be reporting live from the president's kickoff tonight from Orlando.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.